Good morning, everyone. This week is going to be a really fun episode. I am rounding up my favorite high protein dinners for the fat loss season. Sometimes it's hard to know what to make for dinner that's healthy, and these are good for the whole family as well. And you can adapt them to a season of muscle gain by upping the portions. So let's dive in. Hi there. Welcome to the Effective Fitness for Women podcast, your go-to guide for practical weightlifting and nutrition tips. I'm Rachel, a wife, mom of six, registered dietitian, and passionate weightlifter. This podcast is for the woman who is tired of not knowing what to do in the gym, frustrated with trying to eat right, but not sure what eating right actually is, and just wants to start seeing some results. If that's you, then you're in the right place. This podcast is all about teaching you what you need to do in the gym and the kitchen to lose fat, gain muscle, and be the strongest you've ever been. Are you ready? Let's go. Okay, so who loves dry grilled chicken, broccoli, and plain rice? Not me. Is this what you envision for dinner during a fat loss season? No, ma'am, we are gonna do flavor over here. So today we are talking about five delicious dinner recipes for your fat loss season. I mean, I guess you can eat them whenever you feel like it, but I eat them for dinner. So it's important to take time to make healthy, delicious meals with some variety if you can, because this helps you stick with your meal plan, right? Not deviate. It also helps with taste fatigue, which is where you get really tired of eating the same thing over and over again. And that helps you to reach your goal because you're still excited. You're excited about what you're eating for dinner. If you're eating the same boring thing that you don't really like for dinner, it makes compliance with your program really hard, right? I actually do sort of a combination of repeated things like my regular types of foods that I eat over and over again. I do those for breakfast and for lunch usually. I have a couple things that I like and they're easy to put together for the breakfast and the lunch meal. And then I put my energy into dinner because that's the last meal of the day. I usually am cooking something for the whole family, and I really want it to be delicious because I've tried eating things that are on, you know, diets or whatever, and if it's not tasty, I'm out of there, right? So let's get this recipe roundup started. In the show notes, I will have links to all of these recipes, and then I'll also tell you if I adapt anything. So number one, chicken and broccoli stir fry. This is really delicious, and it does not taste like it's healthy. I usually, for this recipe, I double the sauce because I really like a saucy stir fry. I love sauce. And then I usually serve it with brown rice. And I, just a little recipe note, I steam the broccoli about halfway done after I cook the chicken. It was too crunchy if I cooked it in the sauce, like the recipe says. And then you can serve it with extra veggies to get half your plate vegetables. If you're following my plate method, you could use stir fry frozen medley. You could do more broccoli. And this meal is great for the whole family because it's adaptable for you. You just add more veggies if you're in a fat loss season. And kids love it. So this recipe is 250 calories and 27 grams of protein made as the recipe, if you follow the recipe exactly. That's great, right? Of course, you have to add in the brown rice, but still, that's a great balanced meal with a ton of protein. And it's really good. Okay, next up is turkey meatloaf. So I know you're thinking turkey meatloaf and you're probably thinking, ugh, dry. So this one is actually not dry. It's really good and it's super filling. I like to serve it with roasted sweet potato and cauliflower or green beans. And my kids loved it. There's nothing like having a meal that everyone loves and not having to cook something separate for different people. We still have some picky eaters that don't, you know, eat the meatloaf, but that's a whole separate story. The majority of my kids love it. So this one is 275 calories and 35 grams of protein. And that's a lot of protein and it's really, really delicious. Okay, so up next is Korean rice bowls. These are super flavorful. I like to serve it with cauliflower rice if you need it to be lower carb. And I also like to do, sometimes I buy those shirataki noodles. They're like, it's like a fake noodle. It's made out of this kind of yam. I can't remember what it's called. Maybe it's called shirataki. And it has this, it's made out of a starch from that yam that's not digestible by our bodies. And so the whole bag of noodles is like 5 calories or something. And they're really good. They have kind of a almost like fishy, mild fishy sort of smell to them when you open the bag. So you have to rinse them off. And they kind of retain a little bit of that, but it goes great with Asian food. So I use those shirataki noodles in whenever I'm cooking Asian food, if I want a noodle substitute, if I'm choosing to have a low carb meal. I do make this with 93% lean turkey, and I doubled the sauce. The sauce was so good, and it's so easy to put together. I mean, you're just browning the turkey, and then you mix the sauce ingredients up in a little bowl and pour over the top. It's super easy. So this one is 250 calories and 28 grams of protein, and that's calculated with the ground turkey and doubled sauce. I did that for you. Okay, so up next, I think this is number 4. Let me look. Oh, yes. Okay, number 4. This one's a staple in my house, chicken piccata. Really, really good. This one's really good. So I pair this one with, you could do pasta, or I often do spaghetti squash as a low carb option. And I love it because the sauce, like the spaghetti squash, soaks up all the sauce that the chicken was cooked in, and it's really tasty. I will say, you should, when you go to store it, if you have leftovers, pull the lemons out before you store it, or it will get kind of bitter, like the lemon rind sort of permeates it too much. So you cook it with the lemons, and then you pull those out before you store it. So this one's 150 calories, 26 grams of protein per 4 ounce chicken serving. It's a 1 pound of chicken in the recipe. On the site, which I've linked, the calories looked off to me and I recalculated it, and that was 150 calories and 26 grams of protein. But this one's kind of like it's kind of fancy. Like, it has capers, lemons, the juicy chicken, and then that sauce, and I really enjoy it. So we make this a couple times a month at least in our house, and the kids like it too. I'm all about making things that is adaptable for the whole family. I'm not going to make myself like a special meal most of the time, unless the kids are eating cereal for dinner, which is happening tonight. Wednesday night is cereal night. I realized that I have to, it helps me in the middle of the week to just take things a little bit easier. And so the kids eat cereal for dinner and they all get melatonin at like 7:30. So we get an early night and a little bit easier dinner time. And that's just what works for us, right? You just have to do what works for you. All right, so last but not least, this is one of my favorites, healthy breakfast strata. So I'm not actually sure what a strata is, Basically, it's like a fancy word for casserole, I think, because this is like a breakfast casserole. We love to do breakfast for dinner. I feel like it gets forgotten sometimes, honestly, and eggs are such a great source of protein. This recipe uses a combination of egg whites and whole eggs, so it doesn't taste like it's made with 100% egg whites. It tastes very regular to me. I couldn't tell. It's really filling, and we do this once a week or every other week in our home. And if you have kids, what you can do is you can have them help you, or at least this is what we do. I have them help me make something to go with it. So like they will make some muffins or pancakes or just something easy that they can help me with to go with it. And it's really good. I have a few notes on this recipe. I use, instead of shredded cheese or shredded cheddar, I use goat cheese. It makes it extra fancy. I just love like the sharpness or the tartness of goat cheese, and it really elevates it. Like you feel like you're eating something cultured. And then I do turkey sausage instead of the chicken sausage. That was just because that's what I bought. And I also use light bread to make it because the recipe is designed to be gluten-free. I don't have to be gluten-free, and so I just use some light bread in it to save a little bit on the calories and the carbs. And then I pair it with a cooked vegetable. You could do some sauteed zucchini. You could do, I think when I'm going to make this tomorrow, and I'm going to have some kale with it, right? And so it's really good and very, very filling. And the best part is that if you have leftovers, you can eat them for breakfast the next day. So you've made two meals in one. So that was our fifth one. Are you hungry yet? So eating to lose fat does not have to be boring. And eating delicious food actually helps you stick with a season of fat loss until you're ready to end it. So take that time to plan delicious dinner meals. And that's going to be your action item for this week. I want you to plan at least one or two delicious dinners for you and your family, if that's applicable. And you can use one of these recipes. And I would love to hear what you think about them. I hope that you enjoyed this episode. And if you need help with the fat loss phase, you can download my free simple guide to fat loss. I'll link it in the show notes, and it's on my website on the effectivefitnessforwomen.com on the free resources page. Also, if you need customized help with fat loss, if you need some accountability or motivation, on my website, I have a page on how to work with me. You can go check that out. I have an application up there. You can apply for coaching so that you can get just the support you need to make these changes in your life long-term, to make a lifestyle, right? That's what everybody's goal is. We want to create a lifestyle, and I would love to help you with that. So that is it for this week. Take care, and I will talk to you next time. If you enjoyed today's podcast, be sure to subscribe, and it would make my day to see a 5-star written review from you. Leaving a written review helps other women find this podcast so they can start to get results too. Let's help other women start their fitness journey together.